This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the frozen tundra of the North. Hello, William, up there in Wyoming, and to your crew up there. Plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Let's not forget also the Merchant Marine folks. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
That was for Flip, and Flip is listening.
Good morning, sir.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And there's Flip giving the thumbs up and a big smile and all that stuff. So he liked that but when we do that. All right, well, we got to cut right to the chase here. I'll tell you what, this situation is really getting real when it comes to the coronavirus. Now, the president has asked for $2.5 billion worth of funds to fight the coronavirus, also to develop vaccines, treatment, and protective equipment. Now, there was yesterday, and I don't know if you heard this or not, there was an announcement made by a company who apparently has developed a vaccine, and they want it, they want the approval process sped up so they can get it out there because they believe they got something that will work.
I think they've had a vaccine for a while. Just me, I'm maybe kind of suspicious of folks in these positions. But, bring it on. I mean, it is something that is needed, and especially in other countries around the world. But, the president going after the money, it's needed. I mean, even though we don't have a huge problem here in the United States of America, there's nothing wrong with preparing hospitals and personnel for such a situation, just in case. They keep dropping people, into this country. I don't think they should be doing that, bringing people deep into the country, like in Oklahoma and other places. So we need to prepare. President is wise.
Those are American citizens. Those are American citizens who are doing that too, and they're taking them to military bases.
Yeah,
or they can keep a close eye on them, and then they quarantine them.
Yeah, and some people suspect that the quarantine time is actually more like 24 days instead of just the 14. So, it's going to be very interesting how this plays out.
Well, they just released 90 from the Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, 90 into the general public. So we'll soon know, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really concerned about that, too.
Yep, well, we'll know, and they're saying 14 days, but we don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'll just go with what they say until something else happens or something proves it different. Now, of course, the Dow reacted such that people just unloaded some of their stocks on Monday because they're going, my God, we gotta do something different. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. And to quote Chris Markowski a couple minutes ago, he said that he and Warren Buffett agree with one thing, and that is not just to go sell a bunch of stocks just because maybe, sort of, kind of, perhaps is going to happen.
I agree. I agree. I thought it was kind of an overreaction, in my opinion, that huge drop like that. But it's going to come back, and I wouldn't unload any stocks. I mean, stocks are a long-term investment anyway, and you can't allow situations like this to freak you out and, oh my God, I've got to get rid of my stuff because a month from now or 2 months from now, people will be sorry that they sold those stocks and because they're going to go back up.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. You know, all basically, right. It's a strong economy and things are going to continue to expand in the stock realm. So.
Just very briefly, the Supreme Court is planning on hearing a religious fight over same-sex foster care. I don't know what that has to do with the price of apples, but they are going to hear a case.
Well, there are people that believe that, same-sex couples don't need to be raising children and things of that nature because there have been cases, many cases in the past of certain abuses and trying to program children to think a certain way that's unnatural and all of that. So there's the struggle in between those who want to continue that unnatural practice and those that want to a more traditional family setting for foster children.
And the Saudi king is hosting a rabbi for the first time ever in modern history in Saudi Arabia. How about that?
Well, the Saudi king said that this is representative of a more of an open form of Islam. He says this is the original how Islam was meant to be, which is not true, but at least they're trying to open up and be more inclusive.
Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards. We've got a Ron Edwards notebook coming up here. And then we're going to talk about Bernie. Bernie made some news yesterday. Again. They're going after Bernie, folks. They are really going to go after Bernie in this debate. Watch and see. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. I understand some participants in the political arena believe that we Americans have short memories. But former President Barack Hussein Obama's recent attempt to blatantly insult our intelligence once again proves he, like most leftist elites, thinks the average American voter is an idiot. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, let's not forget, it was Barack Hussein Ali Obama who on June 2nd, 2016, bashed candidate Trump proposals when he said,
when somebody says that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
So now that President Trump has, via negotiations, lower taxes and a 40% reduction of oppressive government regulations, not only have many manufacturing jobs returned, but the average income per household has increased by over $4,000 in just 3 years. So now Barack Hussein Ali Obama has tried to take credit for our improved economy that he thought would take a magic wand to accomplish, proving either he has a short memory or overestimates his own intelligence. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards in an Edwards Notebook. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan with their three dealerships. Now, I will be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I'll have what we call the Captain's Bucks with me. That's those certificates. You get $500 off a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. I'll be handing them out. Now, what you do is you come see me first before you go waltzing around with your deal and say, well, where's my thing here? I want my certificate. I'll try to find you, and if I don't find you, then you need to find me. I'll be in plain sight with the $500 Captain's Bucks to give you for the discount off your certified pre-owned or brand-new vehicle at one of the... actually, you can use it for any of the Moss Nissan dealerships, or even the Acura dealership, too, for that matter. But I'll be up at Newport Richey, U.S. 19 and 54, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so hope to see you there. All righty, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Got to go with the Bernie thing here, because here's what Bernie and Anderson Cooper were talking about, and this is just... too good to be true, so here we go.
There's also free public college, cancellation of all student debt, a federal job guarantee, and a Green New Deal to rapidly reduce carbon emissions.
How much will that cost?
Obviously, those are expensive propositions, but we have done our best on issue after issue in paying for them.
Do you know how much, though? I mean, do you have a price tag for all this?
We do. I mean, you know, and the price tag is... it will be substantially less than letting the current system go. I think it's about $30 trillion.
That's just for Medicare for All.
Just Medicare for All.
Do you have a price tag for all of these things?
No, I don't. You mentioned making public colleges and universities tuition-free and canceling all student debt. That's correct. That's what I want to do. We pay for that through a modest tax on Wall Street speculation.
But you say you don't know what the total price is, but you know how it's going to be paid for. How do you know it's going to be paid for if you don't know how much the price is?
Well, I can't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime, but we have accounted for it. You talked about Medicare for All. We have options out there that will pay for it.
I can't rattle off every nickel and every dime, and it's going to be a modest Wall Street. Does this guy think we're stupid? You know who's going to pay for this? Everybody right smack dab in the middle of things, they're going to wind up paying for this. They're the ones that are going to get the modest tax increase. Yeah, right. Modest my you-know-what.
We won't be paying for it. The economy will be crushed. There will be no economy if that guy gets his way. I mean, come on. This is an old strategy that the communists have used all over the world.
Never worked. Promise them everything.
Crush.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they crush the people under debt. They crush the people under regulations and taxes and kill the economy. And, oh, here we go, turn their nation into something akin to Venezuela. And that's the goal of this guy. Remember, he's the same man who said it was a good thing that people are in red lines, I think, in Venezuela. He said that's a good thing.
He said
that rich people in other countries, they've got all the food, and the people don't have food.
Yeah.
But the people in Venezuela, they're in line. They can get a piece of bread or something.
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden likes Bernie. This is how much he likes Bernie. Listen to this.
He does have momentum. I think he's had a good win. But who, in fact, is going to be in a position to be able to help maintain the House of Representatives, increase the voters there?
Joe doesn't think if Bernie gets nominated that he's going to keep the House. He thinks they're going to lose the House because of Bernie. And instead of increasing the House membership or even taking back the Senate, he thinks they're done if Bernie gets the nod.
They're one and done anyway. It doesn't matter if any of them. And here's the thing, too. The other candidates don't like Bernie, or they pretend to publicly not to like him, but they are all of the same philosophical base. At least in Bernie's case, he's honest. He's a socialist pig, and he admits it. He wants to destroy the economy, but they all have that same philosophical base. The others just want to sneak it in. Bernie wants to just bring it in quickly, wholesale, and destroy the economy quickly. That's the only difference between Bernie and the rest of the Democrat candidate.
Well, one more Bernie story here from Kaylee McEnany.
Yeah, the crazy socialist who is a fraud. Let's remember he has three homes, one of which he calls a summer camp. His net worth is $2.5 million. This is net worth. I thought we were all supposed to be equal. Well, Bernie hasn't lived out his socialist ideology that he preaches. That aside, you know, you have him. You have this underwhelming billionaire who's talentless, who can't survive on a debate stage.
There's more than one of those, Kaylee. You're going to be specific.
There's two. Exactly. And then you have Sleepy Joe nipping at their heels.
Yes.
I mean, mean, could the Trump campaign have dreamed of a more weak and feckless field? Likely not. And you contrast that with what I saw on the ground in Las Vegas at the president's rally. Thousands of people outside. They couldn't get in. We didn't have enough seats. 27% who registered were black and Latino. President Trump won 8%.
That's really interesting. Nearly a third.
Nearly a third. And 32
black and Latino, the president's rally.
That's right. Were black and Latino. And finally, 32% did not vote in 2016. It's extraordinary.
Now, I'm just going to throw something else into the mix before I go to my caller. They had 125,000 or thereabouts people inside that stadium in India. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
They had at least that number outside. They couldn't get in.
Well, contrary to popular communications from Dragon Media, Trump is a very popular individual around the world. I haven't seen this kind of popularity for an American president since Reagan or Kennedy. Those two were also very popular. I don't know if they were that popular, but they were very popular. And this is what we're seeing again. And he's loved all over the world in many nations. Not all, but many nations. And, you know, the Dragon Media here doesn't want people to know that or to realize that. They try to portray Trump as this ogre or whatever.
Well, Kennedy was popular. Reagan was more popular. That was kind of the way it went. Bush was kind of like in the middle of things. And then now you got this president. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Okay, Mr. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Ron?
Good morning, Captain, and good morning for all Edward. As far as Bernie Sanders go, I mean, we all know the guy is dangerous, and Ray Charles can see that this guy even worked two dead flies. But I like your analysis of Barack Hussein, Obama, the undercover Muslim, and creep, the fighter and creep.
We gotta go, my friend. We're running out of time. Okay, and Ron, you got about 30 seconds to answer that.
I didn't get the question.
Well, the question was, he liked your analysis of Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, thank you. Ali Obama is what he is, man. And, you know, he's very dangerous. I don't know. I can't say that he's directly behind the death of Phil Haney.
By the way, you want to hear something real quick about Obama? This is going to be real fast. Listen to this.
Yeah.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
Okay, that's all you need to know, right?
Well, he took all of the Bibles out of all the embassies around the world.
Yes, he did.
And, and he replaced them with Qurans. So,
yep, he did.
Yeah. He was what he was, and he is what he is. So, what else?
All right, well, here comes the music. That's what else. And we will talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India with the First Lady, and he's reassuring the American people on Twitter about the spreading coronavirus, tweeting, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries." Lawmakers from the state of Alabama contacting members of the Trump administration, asking them not to bring passengers infected with the coronavirus from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan to the state to be quarantined at a FEMA facility in Anniston. The plan has been scrapped. And Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate in South Carolina. 7 candidates scheduled to participate in a 10th debate Tuesday night ahead of the primary in South Carolina this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and the boating forecast for the Nature Coast and Sun Coast and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. There's a Freedom Boat Club somewhere near the sound of my voice, wherever you're listening to me from. We'll get into that in a minute. For today, for Tuesday, it's going to be a little breezy. Not quite as breezy as what it was yesterday. There'll be some showers later on this afternoon, scattered showers. The winds will start out this morning at out of the south at about 10 to 12 miles an hour. Seas will be about 2 feet this morning. This afternoon, though, in the showers, we'll have the winds pick up to about 20 miles an hour, with some gusts stronger than that, maybe up to 25. And we'll have seas 2 to 4 feet. Becoming choppy in those afternoon showers. Now, the Gulf water temperature currently stands at 67 degrees, the bay water temperature at 70. We had our high tide at 2:25 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 9:12 a.m. And for those of you that come down to Florida in the wintertime, or for those of you up in the north listening to me right now, there very well could be a Freedom Boat Club near you. Now, right here in Tampa Bay, we have the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, which is the largest franchise of all of the Freedom Boat Clubs across the country. They have 450 boats and 30 locations where the boats are located at. Now, this is part of the National Freedom Boat Club organization that has 206 locations across the United States of America. They also have 3 in Canada. They have 6 in France. Yes, I said France. Parlez-vous français. And they've got 1 in the United Kingdom, and they've got 1 in Australia. Now, right here in Tampa Bay, right now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club, everybody gets a $1,000 discount off your membership fee right now. Everybody, regardless of what your situation is, what group you belong to, whatever. So you can take advantage of that right off the bat. But in addition to that, if you're active duty military, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, active or retired, if you work in a medical profession in any capacity or are a school teacher too, add another $500 to the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and boom, you become a member, and you start paying monthly dues after that. Now, your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Now, what that means is if you join here in Tampa Bay and there's a Freedom Boat Club on Lake Mead in Nevada, which there is, you can go out there and guess what? You can use your Freedom Boat Club membership. If you want to go out to San Diego, guess what? There's a Freedom Boat Club there. You can use your Freedom Boat Club membership there. Now, let's give you the website here. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay, FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, that number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay, is the place to be when it comes to boats and it comes to membership. Now, I want to play Kevin McCarthy here for a second, because Kevin McCarthy came out and really tore into the Democrats. This was on Fox and Friends. Listen to this.
Well, you, of course, the top Republican in the House. The number 3 Democrat in the House is Majority Whip James Clyburn. He had an interesting observation yesterday on television regarding Bernie Sanders. And if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, well, listen to Mr. Clyburn.
You're already starting to see these attacks for his background as a Democratic socialist. How deep will that cut in South Carolina? And if he's the nominee, do you think it could put the House majority in danger?
A lot of people think so. South Carolinians are pretty leery about that title, socialist. These are basically moderate and conservative districts that we did well in. And in those districts, it's going to be tough to hold on to these jobs if you have to make the case for accepting a self-proclaimed democratic socialist.
Now, it gets better than that, because Bernie made a comment about Cuba. Now, I'm in Florida, and I've got Cubans right here in the Tampa Bay area. And I talked to a couple of my Cuban friends yesterday, and I said, and they were Democrats. And I said, what'd you think about Bernie's comment about Cuba? You want to talk about getting hot? Boy, were they mad. They said, if Bernie Sanders thinks for 1 second that we, Cubans, have any support for Fidel Castro or his brother Raul, because Fidel, of course, is dead, or his brother Raul, then guess what? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Bernie Sanders just lost. If he gets the nomination, Bernie Sanders has just lost Florida. And by the way, there's a primary in Florida coming up March the 17th, I think it is, presidential primary. There's a primary in Florida. And He's got to apologize to the Cubans and say, hey, I was just talking in general statements or whatever, but I'm telling you, the Cubans don't like Fidel Castro. They've all got somebody in their family that either went to jail or got killed or drowned trying to get to the United States in those homemade boats and all that. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, big, big, big mistake. So that's the Bernie thing. But the president, on the other hand, is over there just tearing it up in India. Just tearing it up. Listen to this.
Everybody loves him, but I will tell you this, he's very tough. Today, Prime Minister Modi is the tremendously successful leader of this vast Indian Republic. Last year, more than 600 million people went to the polls and gave him a landslide victory like no other in the largest democratic election ever held anywhere on the face of the earth. Prime Minister Modi, you are not just the pride of Gujarat. You are living proof that with hard work and devotion, Indians can accomplish anything, anything at all, anything they want. The Prime Minister has a moving story of an incredible rise, and so does this entire nation. Your nation is doing so well. We are very, very proud of India.
All right. Well, that was the president speaking about the Prime Minister Modi in India yesterday. And the reception he's been getting everywhere he's been going has been nothing short of phenomenal. Again, but he gave his speech in the stadium. They had about 125,000 people in the stadium. They had at least that amount outside in the street. They couldn't get in. At least that amount. And Bernie Sanders is excited because he had 12,000 people in an arena in Nevada. Give me a break. Give me a break. And the thing of it is he's overseas. He's in India. Imagine for a second. Now, this should tell everybody that maybe it's time for the president to, book a football stadium for a speech, a rally. Maybe. Just saying. Let's see what happens. That wouldn't be a bad idea from where I'm sitting. Alrighty, we're coming back with the final segment, the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday. By the way, I will be at Mission Barbecue for lunch today. West Waters, stop on by, 12 noon to 1:30. We'll be there, have our table with our guys there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this final segment of the program brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, I'm down there every month for Have Lunch with the Captain. I'll be down there next week. We go there the first Thursday of the month. So next week, March the 5th on Thursday, I will be down in Bradenton for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. I'm there at noon, from noon to 1:30. Now, the Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store. Now, Mixon's serves let me get this right to begin with. Mixon's right now is in the middle of shipping their fruit north in those gift boxes. You know, the gift boxes, you've seen them. And that's something that they do. They have some high-quality fruit that they do that with. They also have the ability to be able to send some of their great orange juice north, too, if you want to do that. They'll pack it and ship it for you, and the dry ice and whatnot, so it gets to where it's supposed to be. But the hidden gem of Bradenton happens to be the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, because they've got great sandwiches, and they've got a couple more new ones that I understand they put on the menu since I was there last month, so I'm going to get a chance to see what that is when I get there. But the ones I know about are the Mixon's Renowned Cumin Sandwich. It's award-winning. Also, the Grandma's Pot Roast sandwich, slow-cooked, piled high, covered with Swiss cheese. Also, the Mixon's BLT with the Applewood bacon stacked high, one of the best bacon sandwich, bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches I've ever had. Then they've also got, when it comes to subs, they've got the Amazing Superman. That is a big sub sandwich. And they've got the Nightclub sub, too, which is a standard-sized. And then they've got the forklift burger, large and in charge. Now, don't forget, when you get done with all that, guess what? Time for some orange swirl ice cream. And LJ told me that she wanted to come over there and have some orange swirl ice cream. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Look forward to seeing you on March the 5th down there in Bradenton, as well as our other favorites that stop by, our locals down there that we see just about every month that we're down there. But it's located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, 12 noon to 1:30. I'll be there March the 5th at Mixon's Roadside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farms Retail Store. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. The food is excellent. Excellent. That's all I can say. Now, I really wasn't going to say much about this, but somebody chimed in and asked me what I thought. Mr. Weinstein was convicted on two solid felony charges in New York, which will give him anywhere from 5 to 29 years. In my opinion, he should get all of it, 29 years. But after he gets sentenced, they're going to load him on a plane, and they're going to ship him out to California, and they're going to try him out there on, I believe it's 6 counts. Two women have filed charges against him for rape. So he could wind up with charges out there that he'll get convicted on, too, as well as the charges in New York. And he'll die an old man in jail, which, you know, it is what it is. He should have known better with all the women that he accosted and took advantage of. By the way, there is a poll in the Washington Times. Where'd you hear this one? There's a poll in the Washington Times, and this is by far, this is a nightmare scenario for the Democratic leadership, as Bernie Sanders is surging right now. Just a third of the Democrats polled believe their party is headed in the right direction, from the Washington Times. Just a third of the Democrats polled feel that their party is headed in the right direction. What's that tell you? They got big trouble. Big trouble. But is anyone really surprised? Probably not. And again, it's all about appearances and what it is that they have to offer. Bernie Sanders, you know, we're not even hardly, what are we, two primaries in, headed for the third, and they're going, oh, Bernie Sanders is going to win. Well, if Bernie Sanders wins it, to me, that's a gift to the Republicans, because this country is not ready. We are not ready for a socialist president. The young people might think they are, but, hey, you just don't show up to vote the way the older folks do. You just don't. So think about that for a second. And by the way, guess who's trying to differentiate herself and separate herself from the pack, and in particular Bernie Sanders? Listen to this. Old Pocahontas was up at it.
Americans lack understanding about democratic socialism. They hear socialism and they freak out. What they don't understand is that when it snows, we have the plows come. I had my trash collected on Wednesday. We have democratic socialism in Medicare, Medicaid, all of it, right? Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, how would you educate America on what it is and how we can all benefit from it, and or in how it's in everyday life, how we all experience it?
So I've got to tell you, Renee, I appreciate the question, but you got the wrong person to ask about this. No,
I voted for you.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But I'm not a democratic socialist. I believe in markets. Now, there are areas in any market economy, there are areas where markets don't work. Education, health care, and we decide collectively we're going to manage those in a different way, and I'm all in, 100% in. But I also believe that the importance of staying focused on markets is it reminds us to stay focused on rules in markets. Markets without rules are theft.
Now, she's not a democratic socialist. Really? Her policies are, right from the playbook. She's trying to separate herself because she knows that the label socialist isn't going to sell in America. And she's trying to differentiate herself right now to make herself sound as if she's electable. You don't think so? You don't think so? Well, guess what? That's the way it is. And I tell you what, the people around Bernie Sanders right now should take a long look at the mood of the country. And they should take a long look at what was done in Florida by the comment about Fidel Castro. Some other comments that he's made that have alienated some people along the way. It just isn't going to happen. Now, Mayor Pete, of all people, listen to this from Mayor Pete.
We can solve the big challenges of our time. Deliver health care to every American and give everybody the freedom to walk away from their health insurance companies toward a public plan. America will support that just so long as we give you the freedom to decide whether you want that public plan in the first place.
Okay. A little different message than what you've been hearing from Mayor Pete, isn't it? See, they're understanding what's going on, though. They're starting to understand, and Pete's trying to separate himself, too. By the way, don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Dominic's located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue tarp and the American flag, too. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is stop by and see Dylan and the gang in the store. When you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck, wave at it. That's probably Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. All righty. We got another show in the books. I will see you today for lunch, 12 noon to 1:30 over at Mission Barbecue. Stop by if you can. In the meantime, stay low, stay warm, and always remember it's about we the people here in this program. God bless.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.